A state of emergency covers Gaza. Ministry moves toward unity. The lack of police protection emboldens Hindu attackers in India. And a ministry celebrates foundational growth. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has decided to dismantle the Hamas-Fatah coalition government in Gaza under a state of emergency. E3 Partners Tom Doyle says the situation boiled over from pent-up frustration over Hamas's inability to be the solution to the problems in Gaza.
They're unable to deliver on their promises, just like the Palestinian Authority has. And so there's been a growing frustration. And so Hamas and Fatah, which is the group from Palestinian Authority, is just fighting, and it is now a chaotic situation.
Unity among Christians in the area is precarious. Doyle says they're addressing that with a breakthrough conference that's coming in the next month. Leaders are bathing it in prayer.
It's bringing Muslim background believers, Christian background believers, and evangelical background believers together, all three, for times of working together, praying, forgiveness, moving forward. They want to see the churches more integrated.
Next, Hindu militants attacked a pastor in Karnataka, India last Friday. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports they attempted to set him on fire with kerosene and a burning Bible. The mob grew to 1,000 people. They stripped him and paraded him through the city with a sign around his neck that read, "I am the one who converts people." He's now being treated for swelling and numerous bruises. Extremists in the area have grown bolder since police don't show up until after these incidents. You're listening to Mission Network News. InterServe USA is an integral part of a global network that's now seeing big things happen. They're made up of Christian professionals and highly trained personnel who use their professional skills to minister holistically. InterServe's Doug Van Bronckhorst says they're excited to see the growth around the international church.
The newest InterServe partner for us is an InterServe organization now in Brazil, and they're starting to send a good number of partners. We are working with the Chinese church. There's a long-standing active InterServe organization in India. There's a new one in Pakistan, and then Africa is involved. And, of course, Korea. It's the second largest mission-sending country in the world now, close behind the U.S.
InterServe works to spread the gospel where it's least known through these partnerships. Van Bronckhorst says,
pray for Christians from the global south and Christians from these new churches. They need discipling. They need training. But they have all the zeal in the world, and pray for them that God will help them do this with wisdom and courage.
Meanwhile, 13 years of civil war in Liberia did incredible damage to the country. It killed people, destroyed villages, but it also destroyed infrastructure. Living Water International's Bruce Whitmire says it was especially hard on the water supply.
Where hand pumps had once been constructed, they've been destroyed. The pumps absolutely ripped out of the ground and sold to buy bullets. And over the past 3 years, Living Water has been able to rehabilitate and drill over 300 new wells.
They have plans to drill 52 wells this year with the intent to have the water needs of Liberia covered within 5 years. LWI is not only bringing water, but a name for the church.
Living Water International and other organizations have come in and shared the good news not only through our words, but through our deeds. It was something that they didn't see in the Church of Liberia because they lost that focus over 13 years of civil war.
Go to our website to make an eternal difference in someone's life. And Johnny Erickson Tata of Johnny and Friends will be speaking at a conference in Singapore at the end of July. The biannual Eagles Leadership Conference explores the influence of godly leaders. Tata, who was paralyzed after a diving accident 40 years ago, will be speaking about suffering and will hold a workshop about leading with limitations. Christians in church or business leadership will be attending. Pray that those who attend grow in wisdom and that they're refreshed and renewed. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on stories we featured on our broadcast today or would like to support this radio ministry financially, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also give safely and securely online at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.